A long line of former inmates, as well as the parents and friends of current inmates, shared accounts of poor treatment and lack of services inside the state's correctional facilities, particularly James T. Vaughn Correctional Center.
And I don't even want to say they treat them like animals, because animals are treated better than that. They're treated like that you step in a pile of cow manure and wipe it off their shoe.
That's Donna Willette, who says her 32-year-old son has been in and out of jail since he was 15 and never received intensive mental health services there for trauma he experienced as a child. Willette adds her son had good rapport with one of Vaughn's counselors, but she quit last month. Retired State Correctional Officer Janice Hubbard says the quality of correctional officer training has declined over the last 20 years. Hubbard also worries about some of the young officers being hired and their ability to communicate respectfully with other staff and inmates.
Most of our correctional staff are coming from bad homes, or they are victims of abuse themselves. They've got trauma written all over them, and they come in and they give their trauma to the prisoners. So that's what we have.
Hubbard is calling for trauma-based education for both inmates and staff, as well as taking a hard look at the department's current leadership. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.